Hey guys, welcome to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast. I am your host, Haley Kemp, and this is going to be all about my journey through the 75 Hard Challenge by Andy Frasella and my personal challenge of 75 podcasts in 75 days. I have no idea what I'm doing with podcasting, but I have wanted to start for over a year now, and I have let that excuse hold me back for way too long. So this is going to be messy, no music, unedited, and I'm just going to figure it out as I go along. So it's going to be fun to compare my 75th podcast to my first podcast. It's going to be fun to compare who I am now to who I am in 75 days, mentally, physically, spiritually. I am fully committing to the next 75 days of just personal growth and business growth, podcast growth. I am tired of letting my excuses hold me back from practically everything. And so I am so excited to be on this journey. I am so thankful for you for being on this journey with me. If you have anything that you want me to talk about, if you have any questions, if you just want to connect, please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. I will link them down below. I am just so excited to get this started. So thank you for joining me today, and let's get on with today's show. Hey guys. What is up? Welcome back to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast. I am your host, Haley Kemp, and today is day 15 of the 75 days of podcasting. Guys, this podcast has been all over the place. I was starting with podcasts every single day, just trying to like throw it out there, and didn't really realize how much really went into it. So then I went back to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then oh gosh, now we're just lucky if I can get one up once a week. It has been so crazy. Life has came at us so hard. I say it all the time. Every single time you decide to take a big step forward, life is going to come at you so hard. And I say it so much because it happens so often. I mean, I swear, every single time I get refocused and I'm like ready to go and like really dominate, life gets wild. And it's like, okay, am I on the right path? Am I not on the right path? Do I need to like try harder? Do I need to do something different? But here lately, in the past few months with the new company that I'm with, every single time I truly go all in, life on my husband's side, like with business and jobs and like where we are and location wise, like once I take a step forward, his life goes a little crazy. So we're kind of like balancing out each other with like, we're doing pretty good, but like, life is going crazy. But oh my gosh. So I did not want the podcast to be something that was stressful and that I was like just throwing crap out there to get it out there to say, you know, like I said, to just check off boxes. I love doing the podcast. It truly gives me a way to just vent and get my feelings out and just to pour into people. I love that so much. It is truly my passion. And so it is just a great resource for me to just let it all out, let some steam out, and truly be able to hopefully give some valuable information, but really just to, like I always say, just kick myself in my own ass and just call myself on my own bullshit. I did feel 75 hard again with my nutrition, and of course, that is what I always struggle with. But guys, I'm not giving up. But the last 2 weeks, like I said, have just been absolutely insane. We keep traveling, and we have been going, I mean, we have been all over the place. We have put so many miles on my truck, but that is okay. We are so blessed with where we are, even though it is seriously one of the hardest times that we have been through. We are struggling in so many different ways, but we are also thriving in so many different ways, and really trying to just remember that this is a growing season and that we are going to get out of it. This is just 1 year, you know, or a few years or whatever it might be. This is just a season. And so I am really trying to soak it all up and just learn as much as I can from this down season so that whenever we are out of this down season, we can truly look back and appreciate what we went through instead of going through this entire time dreading where we are at, because then it just makes it that much harder. And in my mind, it makes it that much longer that you have to be there. Because if you just look around and you're like, wow, this sucks, but how am I going to use that to move me forward? You start moving forward faster. But if you just sit there and you're just dreading every single day and you're dreading going to work or doing your business or doing your workout or eating healthy or whatever it might be, if you are dreading having to do things like that, oh my gosh, it just makes it so much harder. It makes the process take so much longer because, guys, a watched pot never boils. And so if you are literally just sitting there waiting for it to happen, it's not going to happen. You have to put it on the heat. You have to put it on the burner. You have to take massive action. And yes, there's a time for rest, but there is never a time to quit. If you have those big goals, you have to look at it as every, like, no matter what season you're in, you have to think of that big goal. So even if you are in a down season, every down season is a learning season. And so yes, it sucks to go through it, but I don't know about you, but I also did not enjoy school. So I think that down seasons in life are just adult schooling because I hated showing up for school and I hate, you know, like 7 hours a day, it sucked. But I mean, it literally, down seasons are just adult schooling because you learn so much, because you learn to put up with so much, or not put up with so much, but you learn to push through the hard days. But I had so much inspiration this morning because I found a quote that said, some people choose to grumble because a rose has thorns, but I choose instead to look at, to be glad that the thorn has roses. And I thought that is such a great way to look at life, because no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad of a day you might have had, tomorrow might be the best day of your life. Something might happen tomorrow that changes everything. And then everything that you went through was worth it. And so it is worth thorns. It is worth all of that frustration and pain and poking to get that rose, because you can't have that rose without the thorns, and you can't have a good life without the bad moments. And so if you can learn to appreciate the bad moments and figure out why you're going through them, so then you're going through them with a purpose. So you're not just going through them to go through them. You're going through them and actually realizing why. And we might not ever realize why. There might not actually be a why, but maybe in 10 years or 30 years or 50 years, that why will finally show up and it'll all make sense. But it is not up to us to know that. We have to trust in God that He is going to take us there and show us that, because we cannot do any of this on our own. And we did not get any of this on our own. We are not going through any of this on our own. And the more gratitude we can have toward God and realizing that we have what we have because of Him, and the more gratitude that we show towards what we already have, the more He will give us. Because guys, if you are in a down season and all you're doing is complaining about where you're at, why do you think the universe or God or whatever you believe in, why do you think that it would give you more if you didn't already appreciate what you have? Because if you don't appreciate a little, how are you going to appreciate a lot? You're not going to be happy once you have more money. You're not going to be happy when you have a bigger house. You're going to be happy once you are grateful for what you have. And maybe that's a little, and maybe that is a lot. Maybe you're in a winning season right now and you're just, maybe you're feeling guilty, or maybe you're feeling that, you know, you're doing okay, but you're not doing enough. You could be doing better. And I'm telling you, the way to do better is to be grateful for where you are right now and always be looking for those opportunities that God is dropping for you here and there, because they're always right in front of your face. You just have to open your eyes and see them and reach out and take them, because so often, myself included, we see those opportunities and we run and hide because they we see them and we know how great they could be, and that scares us. And I am so bad about this because I know that once I start like fully committing to something, I will succeed in it. And that scares me. And so I choose to not do it. Like, it's not the fear of failure. It is actually the fear of success that scares me. And I don't know if you can relate to that, because maybe you are scared of failure. Maybe you're scared that you're going to take this thing and run with it and you're going to fail. But what you do is you actually go out there and manifest failure. You tell yourself, well, yeah, there is success out there, but I would probably fail at it. So then maybe one day you decide to not do something. And then a few days later, you decide again to just, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm probably going to fail anyway. So I'll just, you know, I'll do it again tomorrow. I'll try tomorrow. And then you actually go out there and you manifest failure. And you're like, see, I told you I was going to fail. Well, of course, you proved yourself right that you were going to fail. You can always prove yourself right that you will fail at something. But proving to yourself that you can succeed at something, going at your goals so hard that it scares you because you know you're on the right path, and if you don't stop, you are going to get there. That fear drives you so far, and it will help you so much. And guys, through these crazy weeks, I took a step back from the podcast, but I did not take a step back from my health journey or from my business. I did all of my business activities every single day, no matter how crazy it was, no matter where we were, and no matter how many miles we drove that day. My gosh. But guys, I mean, there are so many things that we choose to not do because they're easy to not do, right? Like doing a workout, it's not hard to do. Doing the actual workout, yes, the workout itself might be hard, but doing a workout is not hard. Fitting it into your day is not hard, but it's easy to not do that. It's easy to fit it in, but it's also easy to not fit it in. And eating healthy, it's easy to do, but it's also very easy to not do because temptations. And doing your business activities, they're so easy to do, but they're also very easy to not do. And I mean, just, you know, loving your spouse right, it's easy to do, but it's also easy to just play on your phone all day. I mean, there's so many different things where it's so easy to do, but it's also so easy not to do. And we choose so often to do it, to not do it, because it's just, it's easier to not do it, right? It's so simple, we just might as well not even do it. Except it is those little things that matter. And as I'm studying business people and successful people and reading all these personal development books, what they talk about is those little details. And, you know, whenever you can focus in on those little details and not forget about the bigger picture, but remember that the bigger picture is built on little details. And the same with your health journey. So many people think that you have to take these leaps and bounds with weight loss and muscle gain and all these different things, when truly it is one step at a time. If you can focus on one day at a time, 1 pound at a time, you will succeed so much faster than trying to lose 20 pounds in 1 week and then not succeeding and so just completely giving up instead. Or, you know, in school or your business or your relationships or anything like that, whatever it is that you are struggling with or working on right now, which I believe that at all points in times, we should constantly be working on all of those things. I mean, you should constantly be learning new things. You should constantly be working on business or your career, or, you know, learning new ways to succeed in your career. You need to be working on your relationships all the time, learning how to love your spouse and your friends and your family the way that they need to be loved, because we all need to be loved different. And if we can show up as our best for each other and learn the way each other needs to be loved, oh my gosh, things would just run so much smoother. If we were all just happy because we were actually being taken care of emotionally by everybody around us, anyways, that's a whole new podcast in itself. But I'm just so excited for this new year. I mean, this podcast has gone all over the place, but I am so thankful for 2020 and all of the craziness and all of the lessons and all of the thorns that we have had. And I'm just so ready for all of the roses that 2021 is going to be bringing. And for all of those people who are just waiting for 2021 to just poof away all of these problems from 2020, I'm telling you, that is not happening. We have to take responsibility for ourselves to make 2021 the best year we can, because 2020 came at us pretty damn hard, and we have to come back at 2021 so much harder. And that starts now. You can't wait for New Year's. Don't make New Year's resolutions. Those are bogus. You're not going to keep them. Nobody ever does. Just make a commitment to yourself and for your life right now that you are going to start working towards your goals, and you are going to start showing up as your best every single day in everything that you do. You're going to focus on those little details. You're going to focus on, you know, strengthening every area of your life so that you can show up your best. And if we can just focus on the roses and be thankful that all of these bad times have their good times coming and they all have a reason for something, your life will be so much happier and you will actually feel purpose and feel fulfilled, because you will not be focusing on things that you don't have, but on the things that you do have. And the more that you focus on good, the more good that your life will give you, because you find what you seek. So I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for keeping up with my podcast. Thank you for being so committed to me and helping me stay accountable with this podcast. I appreciate every single one of you, and I can't wait to dominate 2021 with you. Thank you again for listening to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast and the 75 Days of Podcasting. I would love to be able to connect with you on social media, on Instagram or Facebook. I will link both of them in the show notes. If you have any tips or advice for me, this is not going to be an easy road. It is going to be a little messy as I learn how to podcast. But I am so thankful that you are here. I am thankful for your grace, and I am thankful for the good Lord above for giving me the opportunity to do this podcast and the drive to do 75 podcasts in a row. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will see you tomorrow.